Shalom, I'm Dr. Yana Sanders, and it's my privilege and honor to be with you today to continue sharing part two of the contrasting and comparing of the Hellenistic Greco-Roman system and culture that influenced Christianity, comparing that with the biblical Hebraic way of living. Last time I began to share some of the belief systems that have come into Christianity that Christianity holds. Those belief systems came from the Greco-Roman world because the creator of the system, religious system of Christianity, was a Roman named Constantine. And the Hebraic biblical system of Yeshua, as found in Scripture, we're looking to see how those two systems come together, where they agree, and mostly where they do not agree. So let me pick up with this. The Christian system that came from the Greco-Roman way of life has taught, for the most part, now, there are wonderful people who are in these systems, who don't believe this way, but at the system as a whole, for the most part, has taught or continued to teach, some of these facts. There is the attitude that knowledge is about a gathering of facts, an intellectual assent that intellect is preferred over heart. Mind and intellect is the superior choice. In the Hebraic way of life, the biblical way of life, knowledge is the wisdom of the heart. In the biblical way of life, the Lord instructs our hearts, and our hearts instruct our minds. In the Greco-Roman way of life that influenced Christianity, the mind is instructed. And then there is an attempt, sometimes, to move the knowledge into the heart, but it is a difficult process. Again, in the biblical way of life, the Hebraic way of life, the heart is always instructed first, and there's a natural flow from the heart to the mind. As a matter of fact, in the Hebraic biblical world, the world of the Hebrew language, the mind and the heart are the same thing, but the mind is secondary. The heart always comes first. In the Greco-Roman way of life that influenced Christianity, the ability to argue is respected and honored and valued. And Socratic methods are used, which means that questions are asked, the flaw in the reasoning or the flaw in the presentation is found and used to bring about doubt. But in the Hebraic and biblical way of life, the ability to reason is preferred. And there is a seeking to find a balance between two opposing views. In the Greco-Roman way of living, one thing is right and everything else is wrong. In this way of life, the Greco-Roman, which came into the Christian system, if one thing is right, then the other thing is wrong. And they are proving a point in their arguing. In the Hebraic way of life, they are using reason and they are showing a path, not a point. And so two opposing views can find middle ground, and there can be balance between them. In the Hellenistic way of life, they believe in making a point. In the Hebraic way of life, there is a showing and a teaching of a path or a way. In the Hellenistic way of life, the teaching is by lecturing to an audience. The teacher is the only one with the real or true knowledge. And there's a lack in students or the interest of a student, and there's a lack of respect for students' ideas, and students can be seen as being disrespectful if they question their teachers. But in the Hebraic biblical way of life, learning is interactive, and there is a respect for each voice and each person's ideas, regardless of titles, age, or experience. Everyone's voice is considered important. In the Hellenistic, Greco-Roman way of life, there are man-made holidays based on pagan forms of worship. In the Hebraic way of life, the holiday system is recorded in the Word of God and created by Yahweh himself. The Hellenistic way of life, the goal is to be served, to get to a place that you are so revered by everyone that people begin to serve you and do for you. There is leadership worship, and a hierarchical system is created among the leaders. People are used for financial gain, for position, for power, and prestige. Or people are used to give the leaders position, power, and prestige. But in the Hebraic biblical way of life, the leaders live to serve the people. In the Greco-Roman, the leaders live for the people to serve them. In the Hebraic way of life, sheep are what are most important. Sheep are the purpose, the caring, the teaching, the nurturing, the loving, the caring for them. And it is the goal of the leader to serve the sheep, to care for them. They are the focus. They are not used for financial gain. They are not used to validate the leader. In the Hellenistic Greco-Roman way of life, there's a focus on the glory of the individual. The self is a focus, and they are taught to say I prayers. I bless you. I ask, Father. In the Hebraic way of life, there is a community focus, and Yahweh is the focus in all prayers. And when they pray, they say and teach to say us prayers. Our Father, help us. Or thank you for our community or our family. There is not an individual focus at all in the Hebraic way of life. In the Hellenistic Greco-Roman way of life, questions are seen as antagonistic. And when someone questions another, they question in order to show the faults or weaknesses of the person being questioned. But in the biblical Hebraic way of life, questions are viewed as a need and a pathway for understanding, that they questions are essential for learning. And so all leaders can be questioned appropriately. All leaders are expected to allow and value the questions from children to teenagers to adults to the elderly. Every area is open to be questioned. In the Greco-Roman way of life, philosophy is what is most important. But in the Hebraic way of life, faith is valued above all things. Faith and love. In the Greco-Roman way of life, allegiance to humanity and to men is valued. But in the biblical Hebraic way of life, allegiance to Yahweh more than any human is valued and honored. In the Greco-Roman way of life, there is an emphasis upon exclusiveness. And this is seen in the creation and maintaining of denominations and their particular uniqueness and separateness from each other. But in the Hebraic way of life, there is an inclusiveness. All those that believe in Messiah Yeshua, there is an inclusiveness, not a separation through denominations. In the Greco-Roman way of life, there is a second-hand theology mentality, meaning that the leader teaches how the people are to believe, and so people show up for a lecture, a teaching, a religious service, and what is taught by that leader becomes the message or the pathway for the people to follow and to learn from. In the Hebraic way of life, there's firsthand theology. They get it straight from their own personal walk and study with the Lord. There is personal responsibility for your own growth. In all meetings, in all teachings, classes, or worship services that are taught are seen as an addition to what the person has already been learning and experiencing that week or that day or that hour with the Lord. But in the Greco-Roman way of life, the leader is responsible to teach. The worship leader is responsible to get the music right or the songs right, to create an atmosphere. But in the biblical way of life, we are responsible to bring in that atmosphere inside of us. We are in the control seat of our union with the Lord in terms of what we learn, what we know, what we experience, and what we understand. No human is driving that. But other humans can add to that as we listen to their teachings and we grow from them. These two systems clearly have very contrasting ideas. And then from the first teaching to this one, I've given you 16 major differences, and we could go on and on. in the Greco-Roman system that Christianity took its format and foundational understandings from. There is the New Testament with a focus in the New Testament, but in the Hebraic biblical way of life, the truths of the Torah, the New Testament stands only on the truths of the Torah, and there is no separation between the two. That every truth found in the New Testament first has its beginning in the Torah. And so the two are linked together as one. The old is valued and seen as the foundation stone that the crown, the new, or the New Testament can rest upon, or the head, so to speak. The ancient pathways are valued and honored. They are seen as the head, and the New Testament is seen as the crown that rests upon the head. In this day and in this era, the Lord is bringing us out of all systems that were not created and lived by Him. He is calling us to take personal responsibility for our walk as never before. He is calling us to be conformed only to His image and to step away from systems and teachers that do not support that. He is calling us to have the courage to come out from among them and to be separate, but to not be separate from our fellow believers who are also having the courage to make these changes. He's wanting us to return, not just with our words, but with our actions. He's wanting us to follow Him, the Good Shepherd. It's been my joy and my honor to share these truths with you. And oh, how I bless you. May the Lord Yahweh strengthen you from Zion. May He fill your heart with hunger and understanding with Him in a fresh, exciting, and living way. May your waters be stirred greatly to have the courage to look within and to see if there are changes that the Lord is calling you to. And may we all be so conformed to His image that no matter who we're with or what we're doing in this world, the Lord is able to reach through us to the hearts of all those around us that have been separated from Him. May those in our lives that have yet to find their way to the Lord hear Him, see Him, feel Him through us. And as a result, come into union with Him. Oh, I bless all of us. I bless Yahweh that He sent His Son to redeem us and to bring us into perfect union. Out of systems, out of cultures, out of patterns of thinking, so that we can find our perfect union with Yahweh and be equally yoked with Him. I bless you today. I thank you for listening to this podcast. This is Dr. Yana Sanders. I look forward to speaking with you again soon. For now, shalom and shalom.